People often simplify the difficulties and successes of life. We tell ourselves that if we deal a deck of cards correctly or open up a box of chocolates, we get to determine how our lives are. We do not account for the things that stop us because of how others define us. Our first impressions may not always be correct. Before I graduated from high school, I had the opportunity to cover the historical impacts of individuals who were once interned in a Japanese-American camp. I met this lovely old grandmother named Tosi Ito. She was born in Los Angeles, California as an American citizen, but was also interned during World War II inside a U.S. concentration camp. Back then, I was a journalist for a local newspaper and also a contributor for a local heritage museum. At this point in time, I had experience with interviewing local leaders, students, friends, city council members, and a lot more other people. I had a tradition that when I would arrive 20 minutes early to my interview and sit outside to review the notes I had about the interviewee. One day I arrived outside Ms. Ito's apartment. I remember looking through her memoir that she had written about her life. As I reviewed her notes, I noticed that she left the apartment early to go to a market. I thought to myself that maybe she forgot about the interviewer, someone who looked very similar to her just left. After a couple of minutes of wondering, I noticed that she came back to her apartment with a bag full of soda and ice cream. When I knocked on her door, the first thing she asked was what kind of soda I would like. This is different from normal interviews. Normally in an interview, I would go to learn about something, but this interview was not about me, but more important for her. Miss Ito treated me like I was her own grandson. She spoke perfect English, although she was once labeled as Japanese. She was an American in all ways, but her coloring features and her surname. On her living room wall stood a picture of her husband and his medal from the war. Hanging near the lamp was an American flag. As a child, she was incarcerated without a due process of law, but she still believed in the American dream. She still believes that she is American. Her main message during the interview was not one where the United States does not treat minorities well, but the hope that we, the future generation, will not repeat the past. After 9/11, the Bush administration toyed with the idea of placing Muslim Americans in internment camps. Luckily, Norm Mineta, the former Secretary of Transportation and former Japanese-American internee himself, told the administration that it was not a good idea. In our current political climate, officials have begun to say that the internment of Japanese Americans is a precedent to incarcerate Muslim Americans. If our generation allows this to happen, not only have we forgotten the past, but we are doomed to repeat many more times in the future. It is true that people often get to deal their own deck of cards and to open up a box of chocolate to check out their lives. But for many people, including Ms. Ito, her husband, her family, her friends, and many other groups of minorities, suffer from injustice and is rigged against them. Our future is defined by how we understand the past and how we use the past to move forward.